Welcome back. In this lesson, we're flipping one air horn sample into a heavyweight jungle and drum and bass weapon, without turning your Ableton set into a CPU nightmare. If you've made jungle or DNB before, you already know the move. An air horn hit can give you that instant reload energy, that hold tight, rewind that moment. But the problem is, horn sounds can get cheesy fast, they can get harsh in the mix, and if you keep stacking effects and layering copies, your project starts to crawl. So today we're doing it the smart way. One source, lightweight processing, then resample it into a few killer versions you can use like real instruments. The goal here is simple. By the end, you'll have a clean horn hit, a short burst version, a darker and heavier variation, and a resampled audio file you can drop into your arrangement without carrying a whole plugin chain around with it. That means less CPU, faster workflow, and more control when the track starts getting busy. Let's start with the source sample. Choose one horn that already has a strong midrange body, a bright front edge, and not too much reverb or distortion baked in. You want it to feel immediate. If the sample is long, that's totally fine. We're going to trim it down and shape it. What matters most is that it has a clear transient and enough attitude to survive in a dense jungle mix. Now drop that sample into Simpler on a MIDI track. This is the cleanest, fastest way to work. Set Simpler to classic mode. Turn warp off unless the sample is drifting or you specifically need tempo sync. Set voices to 1 so it behaves like a one-shot. Make sure the start point catches the transient right away, and trim the end if the tail is hanging around too long. You can also turn the filter on if you want to do some tone shaping before resampling. The reason we use Simpler here is efficiency. We're not building some huge sampler instrument with a ton of layers. We just want a controllable hit that we can process, print, and reuse. Nice and lean. From here, build a minimal device chain. Keep it light. The chain I want you to think about is Simpler, then EQ8, then Saturator, then Glue Compressor, then Utility. First up, EQ8. This is where you clean up the sample and make room for the rest of the track. High pass at somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz to the sub, and kick stay clear. If it sounds boxy, take a little out around 250 to 500 Hz. If you want more bite, a gentle boost around 1.5 to 3 kHz can help. And if it gets painfully sharp, tame the 5 to 8 kHz range. Don't overdo anything. We want punch, not fizz. Next, Saturator. This is where the horn gets a little more attitude. Add a few dB of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB to start, and turn soft clip on so it stays controlled. This helps the horn stay audible when the drums and bass are hitting hard. In jungle, that's key. You want the horn to cut through without needing a huge volume jump. After that, use glue compressor if needed, just to tighten things up. Keep the attack fairly quick or medium, around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release can stay on auto or somewhere in the 0.1 to 0.3 second range. Use a ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. And only compress enough to get maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're not smashing it flat. You're just giving it a little punch and consistency. Then utility at the end for level control and width. If the track is getting overloaded, trim the gain here. You can also reduce the width a little, maybe down to 70 to 85%, if you want the horn to feel more focused in the center. Air horns don't need bass management like a sub does, so don't worry about bass mono here. Now let's shape the actual hit using the envelope and Simpler. If the horn feels too long or too floppy, tighten it up. Set attack very fast, basically 0 to 2 milliseconds. Keep sustain at 0. Use a short decay and a short release, maybe 20 to 80 milliseconds. That gives you a more stab-like horn, which is exactly what you want for rolling drums and fast phrase changes. In jungle, this matters a lot. The drums are already busy. The bass is already moving, so the horn needs to be sharp and intentional, not dragged out and muddying up the groove. Now let's make three versions from the same source. This is where the fun starts. First, the clean reload hit. This one is your basic version. Keep the EQ cleanup, keep the light saturation, and keep the short envelope. This is your go to reload or forward moment. Simple, effective, and it works in almost any section. Second, make a dark horn stab. Add auto filter before saturator or right after Simpler. Use a low-pass or bent-pass filter, and pull the frequency down somewhere in the 1.5 to 4 kHz range, depending on how bright the sample is. A little resonance can add character. This version is great when you want the horn to feel more sinister, more underground, more in the pocket with a darker DNB section. Third, make a distorted impact horn. Here you can push saturator harder or use pedal if you want more grit. If you're using saturator, try pushing the drive up to 6 to 10 dB and keep soft clip on. Then clean up any harshness with EQ8 after. This version is your rave weapon. Use it for drop accents, switch-ups, and those moments when you want the crowd to feel the energy jump. Once you've got these versions sounding good, it's time for the most important CPU-saving move: resample the processed horn to audio. There are two easy ways to do this. One way is to create a new audio track, set its input to resampling, arm the track, and record the horn as it plays through the chain. That captures the exact sound you've built. The other way is to freeze the track and then flatten it if you're ready to commit. That locks in the processing and frees up CPU. My advice is to keep one MIDI version around for tweaks, but print a few audio versions for actual arranging. Once a version works, commit it. Archive the heavy chain if you don't need it anymore. Your session will thank you for it. Now that the horn is printed, chop it into useful performance hits. If the audio is short and already tight, you might not even need warp on. But if you want to stretch it for a transition, go ahead and use warp carefully, with complex pro or beats depending on the source. Here are some useful chop ideas. Try a single hit for a clean punctuation moment. Try a double tap, with two horns a 16th note apart, for extra hype. Try call and response, where the horn answers the drums. Try reversing the clip to create a suck-in pickup before the drop. Or simply trim the tail and make it super short so it lands like a statement instead of a wash. In a DNB arrangement, the horn works best when it feels like a phrase marker. Put it at the end of an 8-bar section, right before the drop, after a snare fill, or over a rewind moment. In jungle, you can drop it after a breakbeat edit or at the end of a 2-bar drum chop. That old-school energy hits hard when the rhythm around it is tight. Now let's add movement without loading up more synth layers. This is where automation on the audio clip becomes your friend. You can use clip gain to make certain hits pop. You can transpose the horn up 3 to 7 semitones for variation. You can send a touch of it to echo or reverb for special moments. And if you want to get weird, stock tools like Redux or Frequency Shifter can add texture without much CPU cost. Keep all of this controlled. Jungle arrangements can get messy fast, and the horn should support the groove, not fight it. Mix-wise, remember that air horns live in the upper mids and can easily step on your snare. So always check how it sits against the breakbeat, not just in solo. A sound that feels amazing alone can suddenly crowd the drums once the full loop is playing. If it's too harsh, cut a bit around 5 to 8 kHz. If it feels too thin, add a gentle boost around 1 to 2 kHz. If it's muddy, raise the high pass. If it's too polite, add saturation before you reach for more volume. Also, don't overuse the horn. The power comes from contrast. If it's everywhere, it stops feeling special. Save it for phrase changes, drops, switch-ups, and those moments where the track needs a shot of adrenaline. If you want a darker, heavier vibe, try pitching the horn down a little, maybe 2 to 5 semitones. That can give it a more menacing edge, especially in Euro-influenced or dark jungle sections. Distort the mid-range, not the sub. That way you get aggression without turning the low end into mud. You can even add a tiny metallic transient underneath, like a click or rim, just enough to make the horn slam harder without building a whole extra layer. Another smart move is to resample texture versions. Print the horn through echo, redux, saturator, or filter automation, then capture that as audio. You'll end up with something that feels like part of the track instead of a generic sample. Let's talk arrangement. You can use this horn like a real composition tool. Drop it at the end of every 8 or 16 bars to mark section changes. Make the drums answer it with a snare fill. Fake a dropout by cutting the bass for a beat, hitting the horn, then slamming everything back in. Or build a variation ladder. Clean on the first pass, filtered on the second, distorted on the third, then reversed and distorted for the final moment. That progression keeps the tune moving forward. Here's a really practical workflow tip: print early, tweak later only if you need to. Use clip gain before reaching for another compressor. Check the horn against the full break, not just in solo. Leave a little headroom when you resample so you can still shape it later. And keep one plain utility version in your browser, so you've always got a fast starting point for future tunes. For practice, I want you to make a 4-version horn kit from one sample. Build a dry punch, a dark filtered stab, a distorted reload, and a reverse pickup. Keep each one short, print them to audio, and name them clearly. Then arrange them in an 8-bar loop and test them with your drums and bass. Listen to how each one behaves in context, which one cuts best, which one feels huge but still controlled, which one works right before the drop. That's the core of this lesson. Take one air horn sample, shape it with a lean device chain, resample it early, and turn it into a set of fast, aggressive, CPU-friendly tools for jungle and drum and bass. When you do it right, the horn stops being a gimmick and becomes a serious arrangement weapon. That's the reload energy. That's the jungle warfare approach. Let's build it clean, print it smart, and keep the system running fast.